The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Early humans living in Africa's open savannas probably made easy pickings for large predatory cats. But a new study suggests that at least one of the meals didn't sit well. In fact, scientists speculate that we gave big cats ulcers. A large cat dining on the entrails of one of our early ancestors thousands of years ago contracted an ulcer-causing bacteria that persists to this day. You see, the microbes responsible for ulcers in humans and big cats are so similar that scientists speculated they were once one species. To determine who or what ate whom, researchers compared the genomes of the two bacteria species. They found that many of the inactive genes in the bacteria that affects large cats are more fragmented or broken than their still-functioning counterparts in the human ulcer-causing bacteria. This strongly suggests that the direction of the host jump was from humans to cats and not the other way around. The researchers think the host jump happened only once because many of the gene fragmentations are uniform among different strains of the big cat bacteria. After the first cat was infected, the bacteria likely spread to other feline species during fights for territory.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.